You're listening to SBS News.
Bill, consumer sentiment has fallen to levels not seen since the April national lockdown. The scale of that decline, has that surprised you and why?
Ricardo, I was certainly expecting a fall, given that since the last survey we've seen the announcement of stage four restrictions in Victoria and we've seen these ongoing issues in New South Wales. But I certainly didn't expect to see that sort of a fall, an 8.5% fall in consumer sentiment. And the thing that really surprised me was the 15.5% fall in New South Wales. Level of confidence in New South Wales is now the same as it is in Victoria. It only saw an 8.2% fall. So really, that's really what has surprised me, that the nervousness that we're seeing in New South Wales at the moment, and being our biggest state with 33% of national output, that has to be a worry for the economy.
So where do you see support coming from? The RBA, the government, or both?
Oh, look, I think this is a medical issue. I think the RBA's done all that they can do, unless they're prepared to go to negative interest rates and try and drive down the currency. At this stage, they believe the currency is around about fundamental value, so there's no justification for doing that. Clearly, the emphasis will be with the government. The budget is the 6th of October. We'll have one more consumer sentiment read before that. The government is currently forecasting a budget deficit this year of $185 billion. We think that could easily go to $240 billion. And even if we have a $150 billion deficit the following year, our net debt to GDP ratio will still only be 43%, which is very low compared to other countries. Admittedly, it's come from 19%.
Well, you're based in Melbourne. What's the lockdown been like for you? And given what you're seeing, are you concerned?
Well, I think we have to think about what happened in New Zealand. And they had their stage four, and admittedly we've seen a bit of a scare today, but they went over 100 days without any cases. So I think what we're seeing in Melbourne at the moment is pretty much nothing happening, but the evidence that we've seen from other countries that this is worth the effort, that we will break the back of this problem, I think you're seeing a very strong spirit of community that we can actually are taking the action now to deal with the problem.